Utah Department of Agriculture and Food is asking people to be mindful of the sanitizers and disinfectants they buy. Henry Nahaluski, the Pesticide Program Manager for the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food, says that many sanitizers and disinfectants are fraudulent or illegal due to false claims being altered and repackaged. The Environmental Protection Agency reviews new disinfectants and sanitizers to determine if they are safe and effective. Nahaluski says that while the EPA is trying to approve products quickly, it can still take some time.
It can take up to 12 months for the product to be approved. So it's not a quick thing, and that's the other problem that we're seeing is some people are just repackaging other products that are legally registered and approved, and they're just mixing them with water and throwing them into a gun container and calling them something else.
Nahaluski says that when people add water to these products, the chemical structure of the products are changed as well. In order to get the best results from your sanitizer or disinfectant, Nahaluski says it's important to read and follow the directions on the label.
The main other thing that I've seen a lot of labels require that people don't always do is to actually wash the surface first with a regular cleaner. And after that's wiped down and dried, then you apply the disinfectant.
To find out if your product is effective, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.